USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the remnants of Hurricane Delta continue to move up the East Coast, the main thing folks in Louisiana are dealing with is power outages. At its peak, close to 700,000 people were without power. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards saying,
"We still have an awful lot of work to do with respect to restoring power. The good news is we have about 10,000 utility workers in state right now working."
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is reacting to President Trump making his first public appearance on Saturday since being diagnosed with COVID-19 on October 1st.
"I think it's important the president make sure that he is clear. He is not a spreader like Dr. Fauci said, the super spreader event he had for the Supreme Court."
This is USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
"I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience."
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
The Food and Drug Administration issued a warning for a recall from Ashtel Studios due to misbranding of hand sanitizer packaged in pouches. Last month, poison control officials warned parents about a hand sanitizer product packaged in a pouch that a child could mistake as a snack. In the era of COVID, more and more employers are telling their workers they can work remotely. USA Radio Network's Val Dior explains.
Microsoft said on Friday it would allow most of its employees to clock in up to half their weekly working hours remotely, providing greater flexibility even after offices start reopening. The software maker said in a blog post that while returning to office is optional for most employees for now, Microsoft was not committing to having every employee work remotely. The Redmond, Washington-based company had about 163,000 full-time employees as of June. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A supporter of President Trump was shot and killed, and a local news station's private security guard was in custody Saturday evening after protests between opposing groups turned violent in Denver's Civic Center Park. Police saying the man who was shot was part of a pro-police patriot rally. The Denver Police Department also saying on Twitter, "Further investigation has determined the suspect is a private security guard with no affiliation to Antifa, although he is a registered Democrat and has been at pro-Antifa rallies." There were many important issues discussed in the vice presidential debate, but most of the talk from American voters centered around the fly that landed on Mike Pence's head. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the story.
There's been so much buzz about that fly, the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum has decided to create a new one that reflects that moment that so many people have been talking about. Bill Sklar is with the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum.
Just released the Mike Pence fly bobblehead, and it's all everybody seems to be talking about, and so we thought, you know, hey, let's throw it out there and see if people want a special bobblehead to commemorate that unique moment during the vice presidential debate with the fly on his head and a removable mini fly swatter on the desk.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.